I'm Jacob Resnick with this news. The Mendenhall Glacier Visitor Center is preparing for a future that includes more tourists and a melting attraction. Yesterday, more than 50 people attended an open house to catch a glimpse of the new concepts. That includes expanding some of the national forest trails and creating a shuttle system to reduce traffic. But some of the biggest proposed changes could help people get closer to the glacier. Visitor Center Director John Neary says his agency is trying to adapt.
The glacier we know is going to disappear within that 20-year time frame. We're pretty sure of that. So given that, and given that most people are coming here to see a view of the glacier, we're going to chase the ice up the valley.
He says small boats, possibly electric, could be the solution to getting up close. Docks would be built along Mendenhall Lake. The ideas were collected after nearly 2 years of meetings with locals facilitated by Corvus Design. The U.S. Forest Service hopes to announce which projects to take on by December. The Alaska Supreme Court ruled today that a lawsuit filed by a victim in a shooting at the Thane campground may proceed. The civil suit alleges the city and borough of Juneau bears some responsibility for inadequate supervision at the city-run site that led up to the 2010 shooting. The assailant was charged with attempted murder and later pleaded guilty to felony assault. John Lane, then 52, survived the shooting and filed suit against the city. The case now returns to Superior Court. The Supreme Court also heard arguments in a case that will decide the fate of the controversial Yes for Salmon ballot initiative. Backers want Alaska to toughen the permitting process for mines, dams, and other projects in salmon habitat, but the state argues it's illegal because it forces the legislature to prioritize salmon habitat over other uses. The state is asking for a ruling by early September. The court's ruling will decide whether the Yes for Salmon ballot initiative will appear on the ballot in November. And the Alaska Senate voted unanimously to declare a linguistic emergency for Alaska Native languages. The Juneau Empire reports that the vote ends a week-long debate about whether the issue merited the word emergency. The resolution returns to the House, where it originated, and representatives are expected to agree with a handful of changes made by the Senate. Checking weather, clouds in the sky today with a slight chance of rain downtown Juneau and downtown Douglas. Highs around 50, lows around 40. The weekend looks like a chance of rain on Saturday with temperatures in the 50s, dipping into the mid-30s overnight, and Sunday, a chance of rain, highs around 50. That's your news and weather. From the KTOO Newsroom, I'm Jacob Resnick.